It's a bittersweet day for Gloria, 3 years after her father, George Chandrasekaran, was killed, with 268 others in churches and hotels across Sri Lanka's capital on Easter Sunday. There's some accountability.
As a citizen of this country, I'm happy because at some point we got justice. It's kind of a winning wicket for us. But as a daughter of George, I'm not happy because I may get million, billion or trillions, but that money cannot bring my dada back.
On Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled former Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena and four senior security officials violated the rights of the bomb victims by failing to protect them. They were ordered to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in compensation to the victims' families. The then Secretary of the Ministry of Defence, the Police Chief and heads of the two main intelligence agencies were the others who were fined. At the centre of the petitions filed in court was the fact that the government had received intelligence regarding a possible attack nearly 3 weeks before the bombings and did nothing to prevent them. The court said, "We conclude that the former President Sirisena has been lax in affording the protection and guarantees enjoined under the Constitution and other laws, and he has breached his duty to protect." Adding that, "This dismal failure on the part of the former President Sirisena resulted in disastrous consequences for this country." Ahead of the attacks, the government was divided after President Sirisena's failed attempt to sack his Prime Minister, the now President Ranil Wickremesinghe, and replace him with the defeated President Mahinda Rajapaksa. Many here believe this division may have affected crucial aspects like national security. Observers say the two camps were so busy fighting each other, they failed to act on valuable intelligence. The Supreme Court acknowledged this fact, saying, "There was specificity, exactitude and clarity as to the likely attackers, modes of attack and their targets."
The victims' families welcome the decision, but say there's more work to be done to find those who carried out those attacks and bring them to justice.
A few days after the bombings, ISIL claimed responsibility, but many doubt that claim. The government has filed more than 23,000 charges against a group of at least 40 suspects. Accusations of possible involvement by intelligence operatives, claims of cover-ups, and allegations by the Archbishop of Colombo that the bombings were part of a plot to bring the Rajapaksa brothers back to power have not been investigated.
I do want justice. At least I can sleep peacefully. My dada died because of these people for the reasons. I want that. And we as victims cry for justice.
Like Gloria, many victims say they will continue their campaign until they find the truth. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.